This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
But I don't want to start about professional golf as something that quite clearly is one of the great games, global games in the world today. And the money it attracts because of its television sponsorship all comes down to the fact that so many people not only play and participate in the sport, but it attracts the biggest companies in the world as its sponsors, and the biggest television networks pay up big time to be able to play it. So, say for example, if we go through to pretty much until the Tour Championship, which has just finished, the FedEx Cup, Rory McIlroy at the 16th hole today, has an amazing shot from about 130 yards out. He eagles it for two and puts himself into contention, the playoff, and wins it on the, I think, fourth extra hole of that playoff today. Dustin Johnson this year made $9.3 million. Jason Day made $8 million. Adam Scott made $6.4 million. Now, Rory McIlroy, after today, I think made $16.7 million, made the most, $16.7 million in 1 year. Well, that's because of a number of earlier golf professionals who were so good at promoting the sport and so good at popularising the sport that everybody followed them. One of them is Jack Nicklaus, there is no doubt, but another one died today, Arnold Palmer, aged 87. He was due for heart surgery and has died as a result of earlier complications. Let's now go to former golf professional and also Fox Sports commentator on the life and achievements of Arnold Palmer. That man, Brett Ogle, is on the line right now. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, Roscoe. Yeah, very sad today. It's a big loss in the world, not only the world of golf, but sport in general. A great man passed away, and he really was just like one of your regular backstreet blokes, Arnold Palmer, terrific man.
He won 8 major titles during his time, was also incredibly wealthy in his own right. He not only had golf design, but had a range of other things, big donor to charities. He had his own very specific charities that he did. But Arnold Palmer, and probably alongside Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, were the three that almost popularised sport at that time, the sport at that time, and allowed the television in, allowed the big money in, that really created, if you like, the strength of golf as a professional sport these days.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. I mean, Arnold Palmer hit the scene in 1954 when he won the US Amateur Championship, and not long after that, 1955, 56 is when television really started to hit the world. And Arnold Palmer took the game of golf, when it was very much an upper class game and played by the rich people, he took the game and he turned it right on its head, made golf look cool to the younger brigade. He had a whipping whirly action when he went through the ball. It was fast and furious, and he twirled the club up in the air like a helicopter. He snuffled and he growled, and he's only 5'10", and he'd hitch his pants up all the time. And he was one of those guys that were just a regular down-to-earth dude. And his dad was a greenkeeper at Latrobe Golf Club in Pennsylvania, which he bought in years to come. And he just made golf a really cool game, and that's why everybody followed Arnold, and that hence Arnie's Army, and he became the king of golf.
I tell you what, it's an amazing story, because a lot of people would also forget that he won. Now, I'll remind myself of this, but it was the Australian Open he won at Royal Queensland in 1955. And I think that he might have held off, I'm going to say Bruce Devlin, but I'm going to go Kel Nagel that he held off in that particular event. But it was certainly one of the famous victories to see one of these great Americans come to Australia and knock off one of our titles.
He won 3 times here in Australia, and they were back in the days when those Americans like Jack, Gary Player was a huge advocate of playing the world tours. Arnold was too. And, you know, it's funny because Peter Thompson won 5 Open Championships, 5 majors there in England. And Kel Nagel won the 1960 Open, which was the centenary. He beat Arnold Palmer. But in that era of 1958 through to 1964, Arnold Palmer won all of his majors in that era. And he said, and he was the one that really changed the Open Championship. He said, if you guys don't get across here from America and start to go play the Open Championship, you will never become great players on the planet. And he changed that Open. And to this day, you know, we see that it's one of the 4 majors. It's a massive tournament. But thanks to Arnold Palmer, that is one legacy that he has left.
I see, he's not the only one who won the Australian Open at Royal Queensland, because let's be honest, you did as well, didn't you?
Yes, Yes, I did. A few years later, 1989.
1989. How many Eagles were in that round, by the way? Just out of interest.
Oh,
there might have been one at least, wasn't there?
No, I was always good for an eagle or two here or there, Roscoe.
Oh, that's always the way. It's a good thing. But, you know, here's the interesting part about this is that, you know, the legend of those types of fellows, Arnold Palmer in particular, I mean, you could see the reverence, if anybody watched golf coverage, with which the golfers, even the modern-day golfers, felt towards Arnold Palmer, as though he were almost the father of golf. And that was something that, as I say, the sport of golf is all about trust, it's all about honesty, it's all about sportsmanship, all of that type of thing. But the truth is that those modern professional players, understanding that legacy had come from those key players, and Arnold Palmer probably being foremost amongst those, that's the reason why people are talking about Arnold Palmer, that's the reason why so much, and even the amount of money that they earn now, which is, you know, as I say, out of the stratosphere, all of that comes back through the efforts of many of those golfers.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, he had a handshake back in the 60s with one Mark McCormack, who started IMG. He was the first one to start looking after golfers. And handshake there, and then along came Gary Player, and along came Jack Nicklaus not long after, and they became the big three through the 60s. And they were the three guys that, you know, just kept winning major championships. And Lee Trevino was in there too. He was a little bit later. He was another great American golfer, but yeah, it's funny. You look back at Arnold Palmer. He was the first golfer to win over $100,000 in prize money in 1 year. Now 100 guys are winning over $1 million every single year on the PGA Tour. Another legacy that he left along. And you know, the eras that you see that go along, you go the Arnies, you go the Jacks, then you go the American guys, you go Tom Watson's, then you go into Tiger in the 90s, what he's done for the game. Nobody's left a legacy like Arnold Palmer.
No, it's going to be interesting to watch it. I'll tell you what, Brett Ogle, we appreciate your time. Former golf professional, you know, legend in his own right. There's no doubt about that on the PGA Tour and also on the European Tour. And here in Australia, 14 professionals wins. That's why we go to him, because he knows this game better than just about anybody in the country. And Brett, we appreciate your time tonight.
Good on you, Roscoe. Good to talk to you, mate. All the best.
This podcast, thanks to Audi Altauer Tarman. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Altauer Tarman today.